So tell us about global entry cards. What is it, and what's GPO have to do with it?
Well, the GPO is a source for the federal government of secure federal credentials, and we're proud to say that we're supporting Customs and Border Protection and their program of global entry, which is the newest card in a family of trusted traveler cards. The Global Entry Program offers citizens and permanent residents of the United States expedited processing through both customs and immigration as they return to the United States from trips abroad. It's a great way to ease your return to the United States.
So what is it that these cards have on them? How is this different from, say, a passport? What are they?
Actually, okay, they're in a card form, just like the size of a credit card. These cards are specially designed with security features that are both overt, the ones you can see, covert ones, and, of course, forensic ones you'd find in a laboratory. They're very secure cards, and they are laser engraved with your image and your information. They contain an RFID technology, a chip and an antenna that allows you to also use these cards at the borders for expedited travel across the U.S., in this case, Mexican border, for the global entry card.
So the card is issued to foreigners by Homeland Security, and then every time they issue one, then it goes. It's an order to the GPO to go produce it.
That's great. When you make your application for a global entry program online, the website is globalentry.gov. You fill out the application. There's an interview process. Of course, you have to go to a designated airport and interview with the authorities. There's some background checks. When you're accepted into the program, the card is for 5 years, and the cost is $100 to enter the program. And again, the card is issued to you when DHS approves your application. And they send us the personal information. We introduce it onto the card with laser engraving, and then we mail the card directly to the citizen.
I want to make sure I understand, because you just said mail a card directly to the citizen. Tom had said that the cards would be for foreign travelers, not from the U.S. So who is this for? Is this for us as we travel overseas and come back, or is this for people who are...
I think you've got it right, Amy. Yeah,
you got it right, Amy. It's global entry is for U.S. citizens and permanent residents of the United States right now. And I'm sure that the program could expand to other things in the future, but right now that's what it's for. I'll tell you something else that's going on that's very interesting is TSA has announced that they're going to pilot using the global entry cards to expedite screening for domestic travel. Certain frequent flyer travelers on American and Delta Airlines flying out of particular airports in the United States. So I think Atlanta and Detroit, Miami and Dallas are being piloted, can use these credentials to expedite their screening and movement through the airport security screening processes.
Okay, so in that case, who is paying for the creation of these cards? Where is the funds coming from? Where are the funds coming from?
And
a little follow-up there, where are they being made? Are they being made in the U.S.?
Oh, okay, two good questions. The cost is $100, and it's borne by the traveler, so the individual pays for their the cost of the card. And yes, the cards are made from U.S. Sourced components, and they're manufactured here in the United States. The U.S. government printing office does all the security printing. The lamination occurs out in Minnesota. And we get the cards back, and when we get the information from DHS, we laser engrave them right here in Washington, D.C., and mail them directly to the folks.
Because that was a source of some controversy a while ago. By the way, we're speaking with Steve LeBlanc. He's the Managing Director for Security and Intelligent Documents at GPO. There was some controversy a few years ago because the chips in one of the smart documents, it might have been the early intelligent passports, were sourced from, I forget, Singapore or Cambodia or somewhere where they were fabricated. But now the components are also all made in the United States?
Yeah, I think the controversy you're referring to is one of the components of the electronic passport years ago was assembled in Thailand. And I can tell you 100% that that component is now assembled in Minnesota as well.
Well, we trust Minnesotans, that's for sure.
That's a good news story, yeah.
Now, what did this require GPO to do to be able to make these? Did you have to buy new equipment, or did you have the capacity in-house already?
No, this is a capability that we did develop in the past year or so. There was some equipment that we did purchase, a lot of training. It's very interesting. Our employees, of course, are transforming what they're doing from traditional printing and binding to really manufacturing electronic products as well as the printing, the security printing. It's very precise and exacting work that requires a lot of accountability and a lot of security. And I'll tell you what, the U.S. GPO is transforming itself quite well and preparing whatever products and services we can provide to the federal agencies under you know, the new digital age that we have in front of us.
Are these cards available now? And how is GPO reaching out to frequent travelers to make sure that they know that they're out there?
Good. Okay, yes, we are making them now. We've been making them for about 2 weeks. And I looked at this morning, it's about 200 or 300 cards per day, and we expect that to grow quite a bit as well as the word gets out. The marketing piece is mainly in the hands of Customs and Border Protection, but we do what we can to also get the word out on this new program.
Steve LeBlanc is the Government Printing Office's Managing Director for Security and Intelligent Documents. Thanks so much for filling us in on this. We appreciate your time this morning.
Amy, it's a pleasure. Thanks, Tom. We'll talk to you guys later.